This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the guys. I appreciate when the guys hang around. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate when you guys hang out with me and... you know, contribute. You're the, you can either be on the, what's that called, the chat room there on our TheRealSide.com. You can hang out there with smarter people than I, seriously. Or you can head over to the Facebook feed. The, you know, again, a lot of people there, too, you can speak with and get involved with. We kind of interact during the show. I get a lot from them, too. I mean that. I do get a lot from them. You ever feel like when you're listening to, look at lie after lie after lie today. I mean, it's rolling, it's coming up, it's gonna, you know, this thing's gonna explode. And you think water, this is so funny. The Dems are the one that keep calling this Watergate, right? This is worse than Watergate. But they're talking about what Trump did being worse than Watergate. But I don't recall in Watergate that we were spying or the FBI was used. Nixon used outside vendors, if you would, to do the spying. He used outside people to go in, break into the Watergate hotel, and get the information that he wanted. The big lie was the cover-up, not necessarily what they did. Campaigns and parties have been spying on each other since the beginning. But this is bad. This is like Watergate bad. You know what? I'm starting to agree with the Democrats. They're right. This is Watergate bad. The fact that the Obama administration put people in there to watch over Trump, to watch what he was doing, to watch the campaign, and maybe even the transition team. Remember, Trump kept saying that he was bugged, and they all laughed at him. And what do we find out? He was bugged. Right? I mean, this is a constant mantra from the left. No, they didn't. Comey said he... Look, Comey didn't like the word spy when he was being questioned. He used another explanation that I can't remember, but not quite spy. Same thing. When somebody goes into an organization, infiltrates an organization... to find out what they got going on. Well, I don't know if I told you, but you're listening to The Real Side. you're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. I love this stuff rolling out. Because remember something. The Dems or the liberals or the progressives are always so self-righteous, right? They have a higher moral ground. What is it that Michelle Obama said? They go low, we go high. Well, maybe she's talking about dope. I don't know, because it doesn't sound like anything was high in character under that administration. Nothing. Seriously.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man, my doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
Isn't that how you feel on a regular basis? Come on, seriously. It's like everything that they say, well, it's not quite what I meant. It's not what I, yeah, I said, we got hours and hours of tape, recordings of Obama and Hillary, lying. Just get to, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody. You know, like calling the MS-13 guys animals. I don't want to offend anybody, right? They misspoke. We have hours and hours and hours of them misspeaking. And maybe if they keep misspeaking, maybe if they can't find the right words, maybe, just I'm just guessing here, I'm just throwing something out for everybody. Just maybe they shouldn't be president. They shouldn't be secretary. Maybe they shouldn't be in any of these positions. Remember, this is what I love about Trump. He hasn't misspoken yet. He says what he means, and he'll tell you, that's what I said. Didn't that what I said? They're animals. Yeah, but did you really mean animals? Oh, I meant animals. They are animals. There's no backtracking. Well, I didn't really say animals. I said the actions were like animals, and they're human beings, and everybody deserves... God, give me a break. Is that what we've come to? So I love this stuff. I really do. I say don't stop them. Encourage them to keep coming out, because the more they speak, the better we look. Did you hear that the Rasmussen poll flipped? It's now like 41-37, somewhere like that, that if the election was held tomorrow, Republicans would win. More people now decide. You know why? Because the Dems still have nothing. Their mantra to win, their mantra is they're liars. Trump is a terrible person. He's a racist. Right, black unemployment pretty much at the lowest rate, but he's a racist. He's working really hard, but he doesn't know what, obviously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen in real time. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Yes, us-ins, we-ins, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I know I shouldn't, right? Head up to the website, though, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there, but I'm excited that there are FBI officials, FBI rank and file, coming forward now and saying, we want to talk. They better protect these guys. That's all I got to say. Seriously. I mean, I the dam is breaking, right? The FBI, what do you want to call it? The blockage dam is breaking. And I hope these guys, I hope we can protect these guys. I hope we can get them the security they need. I mean, I realize that most of them can take care of themselves. But, man, if this goes as deep, as wide, and is as bad as we think it is, that most of us think it is, remember, most of the time, most of the things that, not the conspiracy theorists, but most of the time, the same people on the right who kept saying, hey, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong with what's going on. There's something wrong with the way the information is leaking. There's something wrong with the way this stuff keeps coming forward. I mean, technically, we were right. Do you know what I'm saying? We were right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting involved in the conversation as a whole. But I say, keep it coming. Do not discourage these people from opening their mouths. Seriously. I want them to come forward. I want them to believe that everybody thinks like they do, so they just start spewing like it's a matter of fact. Here's another one that I will make some of you nuts with, I am sure. The NFL, as you have heard, I'm sure, adopted a policy that if players and personnel don't stand for the national anthem, the clubs will be fined. The clubs will be fined. Right? Not the players. Which, okay, fine. Wonderful. But I think this is kind of funny. I really do. So the NFL announced on Wednesday that it had adopted a policy that would fine a club if teammates and league personnel did not stand show respect for the flag and the anthem. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced in a statement that the policy was approved in concert with the NFL's ongoing commitment to local communities in our country. The policy read, the 32 member clubs of the National Football League have reaffirmed their strong commitment to work alongside our players to strengthen our communities and advance social justice. All team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag. The game operations manual will be revised to remove requirements that all players be on the field at the time of the anthem. So you make another statement, right? So you're not on the field at the time of the anthem. Where's the respect there? Just asking. Personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stand in the locker room or in a similar location off the field until after the anthem has been performed. We're going to have cameras on them. What are we going to do? We're going to have little tattletales? We're going to put an FBI informant in the locker room? What are we going to do? A club will be fined by the league if its personnel are on the field and do not stand and show. So the only time you have to stand, apparently, is when you're out on the field. Each club may develop its own work rules consistent with the above principles regarding its personnel who do not stand. Now, here's the other thing. It says that the commissioner will impose appropriate discipline on the league personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag or anthem. Do you know that these teams, when they're fined, when penalties are imposed, they get together and discuss? They all, it's like the United Nations. They have to kind of come together and approve these things. Does Goodell really feel or think that anything's going to come out of this? Other than it's going to make the general populace think that they're actually doing something. Right? The Goodell wrote a statement that the efforts by many of our players sparked awareness and action around issues of social justice that must be addressed, but was unfortunate. On-field protests created a false perception among many that thousands of NFL players were unpatriotic. See, I'm going to go back to what I've said all along. It is unpatriotic. Do you have a right to do it? Of course you do. You have a right to wave the communist flag if you want to. But are those things unpatriotic? Sure. Are they constitutional? Yes. Right, so the bottom line with this is this. Could you make this kind of money in another country? Could you just do this kind of thing in another country? Right? I mean, seriously, these protests are going up by people making $15, $18, $20 million a year. The policy comes in the wake of the protests that were started by, remember, Colin Kaepernick. And actually, it comes in the wake of the tens of millions of dollars that the NFL lost last year with the ticket holders and other things. They just didn't go. They stopped watching. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. See, it's not mom, apple pie, and sports players. You know, country, mom, apple pie, and sports. It doesn't work that way. You sports guys, you're way down there. Way down there. You want to disrespect the flag? You want to disrespect the country? You want to disrespect my mother? You're going to have a problem. Now, after the kneelings triggered a fierce debate across the country, and listen, President Trump, he helped shed some light on it, if you would. The league moved to pay nearly $100 million in social justice costs supported by some players. So, apparently, to try to appease the players, they were putting all kinds of money into these social justice issues. Not really knowing who's running and what's doing. I'm sure some of the players' cousins, uncles, aunts got the money for their pet project. And that money was purely to appease these activists. The NFL players reportedly defended Kaepernick and slammed league owners during an October meeting, demanding to know why the former 49 player was, they believe, being blackballed. So what? Nobody wanted him. That's... Listen, here's how this works. The reason you're getting paid $15 million, $16 million, $18 million is because the league owners, your team owner, offered you that money. Not because the team voted about it. Your team owner decided to pay you that. And you know what? On the same, that doesn't mean you are guaranteed that job for life. Colin was not guaranteed that job for life. And the team owner decided to nix him. And the rest of them didn't want the aggravation. Welcome to America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, that's happy music. Can't get any happier than that, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Come on, you can do this. 5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly getting involved, getting engaged, being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you truly can watch live. You truly can get involved in total with everything. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Talking about the NFL owners. This is a bit of a sham. You know, it makes some people feel good. It makes some of you guys in the sports world feel better, you know, so be it, I guess. Whatever makes you happy. But the NFL, my friend, you know, they lost, what, hundreds of millions of bucks? So, of course, they're going to do something. You can only stay on your principles when you're them, or lack of, till they shut the electricity off, right? I mean, they're paying these people megabucks. So, anyhow, I if this really goes anywhere, if this really has any teeth, if this gets really exciting at any point in time, I'll be thoroughly surprised. And I mean thoroughly surprised, seriously. You know all that love Trump's hate stuff? You know, we talk about that on a regular basis, right? You know, they're going to teach us. They take the high ground, well, they say they do. All the time. And do you hear any of them speaking out about the nasties that just took place at a Cheesecake Factory? Apparently, a Trump supporter who was bullied and harassed and threatened by as many as a dozen staff members. There weren't one or two nut jobs. There was a dozen of these nut jobs. That was at a Miami Cheesecake Factory. They've garnered support from the White House. Right? Well, good for this. Eugene Joseph was accosted by staffers, angry that he was wearing an iconic Make America Great Again ball cap. for anyone to walk around in that hat, get harassed for it. Period. It's ridiculous. So said White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. Joseph also joined a couple of radio shows over the last few days to give his side of the story. He said, it was embarrassing. We were scared. My girlfriend's family was terrified, he said. It was really sad to have go through that just because I was wearing a hat. Right? Joseph says he's a big fan of the president. I love Trump. I'm a big fan of Trump. He's great for America. Here's the funny thing about all of this. Joseph is a black man. So here's a black man with a capital that says, make America great again, loves the president, and I am sure some of the people that bullied him were white, were black, were whatever. Isn't that amazing? No, no, seriously. This is direct from the Love Trump's Hate group. Do they not know what that really means? Maybe that's it. See, I've always said they play with a different book than we do. They play with a different dictionary than they do. It's just, it never ends. And if you think that the war against Christians is gone, you're out of your mind. You know, I've had a few people send me this story. And I've talked about this before. We've talked about this before. Did I do this young man that was forced to pull out? This is the time of year, they're all over the place. He was forced to pull Christ out of his speech. God, there's a whole bunch of them now. And it ain't going to stop anytime soon. You know, the colleges, too. They've got a whole bunch of liberals coming out to speak at the colleges. You heard about the stories went on all weekend about how crazy this was getting, right? And there's no end in sight until you decide to take back the schools. Till you decide to elect godly men and women to the school boards. This is never going to stop. I'm not being funny. I'm not being, you know, overly crazy here. You want to hear overly crazy? The Washington Times is reporting that Boy Scouts will be providing condoms at their upcoming World Jamboree. That's a first, don't you think? God, this is their big shindig every year. So the World Organization of Scouting Movement Handbook requires that the host organization to ensure that condoms are readily and easily accessible for all participants at a number of locations. They want to put them out all over the place. So should you need them, you can go ahead and grab one. The 2019 World Scout Jamboree will be held at West Virginia from July 21st to August 1st. The theme is Unlocking a New World. No kidding. We're going to have girls there and all. This ought to be fun. I can't wait till this thing is over. The World Jamboree is an official world organization, the Scout Movement event. The Boy Scouts are co-hosting this year's program with two other scouting organizations, Scouts Canada and Scouts Association of Mexico. Andy Chapman, vice chairperson of the World Scouting Committee, said that the co-hosts are working to implement requirements previously laid out by the World Organization of the Scout Movement. The World Scout Jamboree organization team is working with the co-host countries to align these requirements. Some of these are young kids. So let's give them condoms because what we want to do is make sure that they've got everything that they need to make sure that, you know, anything they should try to experiment with is, they'll be safe. Right? I mean, isn't this amazing? I know some of you say, come on, Joe, you know that they've been doing all kinds of stuff in the Scouts for years. Right, but you're making it easier. It's like giving those drug addicts the needles and thinking it's going to help them. What keeps them from shooting up more? As we saw recently in San Francisco, they're laying there in their own vomit. They're choking on their own vomit. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused about this. Can anybody help me figure this out? Where? On what planet? You remember that Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop commercial How many Tootsie Pops does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? How many hits off a crack pipe do you have to take for this to actually make sense? To anybody? I don't get it. But this tomfoolery keeps going on because we don't step up. We don't make noise. We run out after the fact. We get involved after it's already been done. 855 Real Joe. This is an attack either on gay people, okay? I don't care. You know, notice I didn't even talk about that aspect of it, really. It comes down to this. You add girls in the mix in an all-boys camp like this, or an all-boys group, are you really expecting that everybody's going to behave themselves? We're not going to have any problems. And you're going to go, well, that's why we want them to give out condoms. Well, condoms makes it easier, doesn't it? Are we really looking to make it easier? Is that really the goal here? You know, boys, we don't encourage this kind of thing. We don't think you should be doing it. But should the occasion arise, here's a couple of condoms here. Should you need more, there's a whole bunch at the corner over there. There's a whole box, shoe box full of them. I mean, really, I don't know, maybe there's a medal you win for it. I don't know. Right? To get, what are they, to give, I can.
Badges.
Badges, there you go. I wonder if they have badges for these things. Who uses the most?
Stop.
No, I mean...
Oh, my God.
Well, come on. I mean, when I was a Boy Scout, it was make sure you brought enough socks, right? Make sure you had the container that held... Remember something? You remember that held the wooden matches to keep them dry? I mean, you went through your whole list. I don't ever remember the Scoutmaster saying, and make sure you have a good supply of condoms with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you get involved in the conversation. Right? You know, the smarter people than I up on the website. You'll find them at therealside.com in the live chat room, or you can head over to Facebook. Lots going on there as well. And smarter people than I in the Facebook feed. So, you know, it is what it is. I can't change any of that. Our illustrious, see, I love this. You guys, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because nobody really wants to talk about it. But remember this, if you're a member of a union, first of all, you're screwed to begin with because there's no money. Your money goes wherever they want it to go. You can't do much about it. I have a friend of mine. He was in the state assembly here in California. His wife was teaching. She was part of the teachers union, and they spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to get rid of him. Her dues money was part of that. She couldn't get out of it. There was no way. I mean, does anybody see how crazy that is? So if you think about it, a new study revealed from 2010 to 2017 said the labor union sent, ready, $1.3 billion in member dues to progressive groups aligned with Democrats. So these groups that the Democrats support and they fund and they raise money for and all that fun stuff, those groups are getting money from you conservative Republicans that belong to unions. Isn't that wonderful? How do you feel? There's no, and there's no approval from the party, from the membership as a whole. You let your leaders do that, and you elect Democrat leaders. So 40% of union household members vote Republican, and likely would not approve of their union dues being donated by union leadership to left-wing groups. Now, this is according to the Center for Union Facts, CUF. Groups that receive union membership dues include the Clinton Foundation. Hopefully not anymore. Hopefully you guys aren't that stupid anymore. Planned Parenthood, Center for American Progress, Democracy Alliance, and the Democratic Governors Association. The data indicated that American voters received 15.1 million, not American voters, I'm sorry, America votes, received $15.1 million from union member dues, while the Democratic Governors Association was the recipient of over 14 million. Now, abortion vendor Planned Parenthood received $1.2 million from union members. They don't need it. They get enough money from us, don't they? No, seriously. They get enough money from the taxpayer. They don't need any extra money. The Washington Post reported following the 2016 presidential election, some 40%. And they went through the numbers. Like 40% of the union households vote Republican. Not declined a state. Not Green Party. Not the rent is too damn high party. Now, for years, according to one person, unions have hijacked member dues to fund Planned Parenthood, Emily's List, and other pro-abortion groups. See, I should be able to opt out of that as a union if I'm a union member, right? Seriously. Now, yet many union members oppose the abortion lobby. The Employee Rights Act would require union officials to obtain permission before spending dues dollars on left-wing political advocacy. You see, they're going to argue, though, that they're using money to better their position to make sure they have better bargaining power. And I don't know if they're going to win, because eventually, you know, this is going to end up at the Supreme Court. These union issues that come up on a regular basis, they are going to end up at the Supreme Court, whether you like it or not. I couldn't finish, you know, I didn't finish the Boy Scout story, right? Because you looked like you were going to throw up over there, so I wasn't going to do it.
I think you did fine.
You like? Was it all you could take? That's why I had to stop. Oh, well, this ought to make you lose your lunch. Apparently, Hillary Clinton has decided that joining a gang is just like feeling like you're part of a family. Yeah, she really said that. You don't blame me? Here, let's see. Let's see if we can make this happen. No, but sincerely, when I see and I hear this,
joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Oh, no kidding.
So we're either going to have gangs that murder and rob and do the things that are so destructive to the gang members and to the community, or we're going to have positive gangs. We're going to have positive alternatives for young people.
What's that, the Democrat Party? I'm just saying. No, seriously. I mean, think about what she's saying here. Isn't this just like the comment that Trump made when he said, you know, these guys are animals? She's painting all gang members as people just looking for a place to fit in. They want a bigger family. They want to be part of a bigger program, a bigger process. Is she serious? And then they come unglued on Trump for calling people who act like animals, animals. Somehow that's bad. And what they all say is good. I mean, seriously. When you look at what's going on, matter of fact, here's the animal comment. When you think of what's going on at the border, what's going on with border security, right? And the only thing they can harp on, these people have to make a big deal out of every little thing. And you know what he should have done? I know, uncomfortable, distasteful. They had a picture floating around that I later found out was true and real. Of a guy that had been stabbed. He had like 40 knives sticking out of his body. They tortured this guy and killed him. But human beings, misguided human beings do this, right? And Evelyn Rodriguez, the mother of a teenage girl who was savagely killed by MS-13 gang members, told the president, now, I'd like to see if the Dems have a big enough spine to do this. They should have gone to Evelyn and said, hey, Evelyn, we know they savagely beat and killed your daughter, and God only knows what else they did to her, but they really shouldn't be called animals. They're not animals. Right? She came out. The mother of that daughter came out. That tortured, killed daughter came out and said they were animals. And I'll tell you, one of the characteristics of a MS-13 gang killing is the body, the person, is unrecognizable to the family. They cut it up. They chop it up. They stab it like crazy. They make it so it just looks like a blob of poorly ground hamburger. Yes, I am trying to paint the ugliest picture I can for you. And for somebody to step up and say, this, you know, they're just humans looking for a place to fit in. They're people, you know. Yeah, they're people acting like animals. Matter of fact, hey, would a Democrat tell me, do you feel the same way about a baby in a womb? Is it a people? You know, if a mother can take the life of a baby in the womb, maybe we can find that animal's mother and see if that animal would be willing to kill. That animal's mother would be willing to kill him. It's just disgusting. The mindset that when the Dems come out, everything is okay. They kind of they pass over these things like it's not a big deal when it's them. Thomas Homan, acting chief of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said the president could said even worse, and he would have been justified. It's like you guys with the mafia, right? You're in love with the mafia. You know, it's got this false sense of how romantic the mafia is. Look, it ain't romantic. I mean, it's bad. They're animals, too. They don't care about you. I grew up around them. There's no love there. Listen, your boss tells you to take out your mom, take out your wife and kids. Yeah, guess what you're going to do, whether you want to or not, because your family is the mafia. The family is not your blood family. They don't count anymore. I'm not joking. I'm serious. You guys see the stuff on TV and it's all romanticized. It's all beautiful and wonderful. It's so sad. It's such a joke. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. A lot more coming up the next hour. We're going to talk about your gold money. Do you have any? Do you need any? Do you need to know what to do with what you have? Do you know what to do? I'll give you my address. You can send it to me. We'll figure out what to do with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more happening. Heat up your coffee. Grab your sandwich. Do what you got to do. But come on back. I don't want you to miss anything. Matter of fact, during the break, go up to the website. Order a coffee mug. We'll be back in a minute.